Interview, Monday, no, not Monday, Thursday, the 4th of June, in the galleries, Manx Museum. I have a couple with me from Canada. They came by plane. And what's your name, please?
My name's Sherry.
Sherry? Like Sherry the Blossom. And your name is?
Frank.
Oh, fine. Where about in Canada?
Calgary.
Calgary. On the other side?
On the west.
Yeah. Mm. And you're in your 30s, I suppose. A pot. Not quite.
I'm in my 30s.
You're in the 30s, yeah. Right. At home, do you have your own bikes?
Yes.
Each of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of bike is it?
I have a BTR. You call it Firestorm Honda.
A Honda?
Yeah.
What kind of bike is it?
It's a sport bike.
It's a sport bike.
B-twin, 1,000 cc's.
All right. Year of production?
98.
So it's a very new one.
Yeah.
I've got a 1988 Honda Hawk, 650 cc.
Looks like you love it.
I do.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, yeah. Is that your only means of transport at home?
You
have
no.
Car,
yeah. Yeah, we have trucks.
Trucks, yeah. It's a rush of harsh winter in Calgary, I suppose.
Not in Calgary, but outside of Calgary, it can get harsh. Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, four-wheel drive is a good thing to have in the winter.
Yeah. Are you a member of a motorcycle club?
A member of a motorcycle... Oh, this is...
Yeah.
It's a racing association.
It's a racing association. Yeah, right. So, this is the clothes that you're wearing now, even... It's a kind of leisure clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you see your hat. No, I see it. Because it's Motorcycle Road Racing Association. Yeah. Mm. What kind of clothes do you usually wear, I think?
Riding?
Your riding clothes. Black leather, coloured?
I have two sets of leathers.
Mm.
So do I.
Mm.
Well, and riding gear.
And a corduroy Kevlar Gore-Tex suit.
Gore-Tex suit,
for
yeah.
Colder weather.
For colder weather, yeah. It's a fairly new fabric. So it stays out. It's better for the rain, I suppose, than leather.
Yeah.
You don't need a separate rain suit when you wear it.
All right. But you don't wear the Gore-Tex outside the leather. It's either.
It's either or, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wear either the leathers and a rain suit, or you wear this Gore-Tex Cordura thing by itself.
Mm, mm.
Yeah, it's made by a company in Oregon.
Oregon?
Somewhere
because
in the States.
This Gore-Tex thing, I think it's quite new. Because just a few years ago I came across it. Because I'm not a biker, but I walk a lot in mountains and that sort of thing. So I tried to find some fabrics that were there.
Well, it's not like this Gore-Tex. It's different.
Okay. It's stiffer.
Yeah.
Very stiff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. They call it Aero Stitch in the States, which is where we buy it from. But I really don't know the fabric's name. Mm. No.
It's been around quite a while. I've had my suit for 6 years.
A lot of people come here to Isle of Man to buy suits. You haven't thought about that?
Oh, no. I just bought mine last year. It's relatively new.
Because I think it's a great, possibly more expensive in the British Isles than back home, probably.
I don't know.
About the same, I think.
About the same, yeah. Mm. Mm. Checklist. Mm. Mm. No, that was the buying things. Right, but I think I'll end the interview now, so I just tell the recorder that if you don't have anything more to add, because if I'm going to take some pictures, it won't hear it anyway.
No, I don't have anything more to add.
No. If it's something
that
occurs to you with clothes or something.
Well, we wear electric vests.
Electric vests?
Vests, yeah, that
yeah.
We plug into our battery on our motorcycle.
Oh, right.
And we have electric hand grips to warm up our hands. And we have two different kinds of gloves that we wear for cold and warm weather. And we have rubber that goes over our boots if it's really wet. So I'm just trying to think of some of the extra gear that we have. We are, but in Canada it can get very cold in the mountains and stuff when you're riding. Very cold. And then it can get very hot if you're driving some days and it's 30 above. So you have to be prepared for everything.
Yeah, because it changes a lot.
It changes a lot, yeah. Anyways, I just thought I'd add. Yeah, a lot, like here. Yeah.
Here it's cold. Oh, I've never been so frozen in my life.
Oh, this isn't that. It's pretty cold, but it's not.
It's humid.
But it's humid. Yeah. Tuesday was very cold.
Mm.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm. But that was good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right. Second interview, Thursday the 4th, in the galleries, Max Museum.
Oh.
This is a bird mic, you see. Put a little bit up.
Yeah, it's probably from the museum.
Okay.
And I need to have your name, but you don't need to, if you don't want to give me your full name, you can give me your first name.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
Uh-huh.
My name is Uwe, U-W-E. And the other name, Hassler, H-A-S-L-E-R.
With one S and one single R.
Yes.
Hassler.
Yes.
Right. Are you from Germany?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're in your 30s? No.
I'm in my 30s, I'm in the 40s.
Okay! Keep yourself. What kind of bike do you ride?
I ride a Ducati, an old one.
An old one.
Yeah.
Which year?
From 1980.
Oh, 1980. I thought you said a very old one.
No, not very old, but it's old-fashioned bike.
It's an old-fashioned bike. You like old-fashioned bikes then?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I prefer the old-fashioned bikes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's Italian, isn't it?
It's Italian, yeah.
So you have it with you?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's your gear you're wearing now.
Yes. I think that was built to drive, and then you can drive with the bikes. It's the same, it's 1918 or 80. You can drive with the bikes, yeah.
Is it the bike you have? You don't have several bikes?
Four bikes, that's it. Yeah,
four bikes.
Four
bikes?
Yeah.
That's quite unusual, isn't it?
For me, it's normal.
You're a collector.
I like Ducatis, and you have different Ducatis, and I want to have all the old Ducatis, but I can't, right? It's very expensive, yeah. But there are small bikes, one bike is from my daughter, only three for me.
I'm not so very into bikes. So you had to tell me, is it a touring bike?
No, normally in the past this bike was built for races.
Oh yeah.
But that's normal for Ducati. In the past it was built for races, and if it was good, then they've built it for the road. But the most biker in the past have ride a Ducati to go on the racetracks or to go fast on the road, yeah. It isn't a touring bike. Yeah.
And that, the rest of the bikes we have as well?
I have the second bike is the same than this. There's the same engine and only another look. And the third bike, it's a small, it's a 50cc. It was my dream bike in the past if I was 16 and then
I buy it
now. It's a German bike, it's a Hercules, and the fourth, it's a 125 Honda for my daughter, a new
one. Your
daughter?
Yeah, how old is she?
17 years old.
Okay, you said your daughter, I was thinking of a 5-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, but you can have very nice bikes for children, wonderful, but she isn't interesting for bikes, but we live in the countryside and she must have. She want to travel to the next towns, and that's the reason that she she have a bike.
Yeah. Do you have a? Is that your main means of transport? Or?
No, only hobby. Only normally at home. Only a sunshine hobby. I'm going out only on sunshine on the bike, not in rain. But it's different on the Isle of Man, yeah.
But it, when it's sun there, it's so pretty. Then it's a kind of clear, almost Nordic, very beautiful. So it changes a lot. So I think it's going to be better this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we've got it on radio.
We hope so. Yeah, we go on Monday. It's not so many time for us.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's good. Yeah, that's... I like the TT, but yeah, I like the atmosphere before the race week. And okay, a little race week, but then it's enough for me. It's too crazy, and many crazy people then on Saturday, Sunday, and it's enough.
Yeah.
I'm coming normally for the practice week.
All right, so you go afterwards, yeah, because it starts on Saturday, doesn't it?
The practice week?
No,
it starts on Saturday. Yeah.
Are you a member of a club? Motorcycle club?
Motorcycle club.
Association? No. Sort of, no. Okay. Now let's talk about clothes. That's a kind of a difficult thing because when you're buying clothes, this helmet. You wear. This is a full face helmet.
Yeah, it's the only helmet I drive on a bike because it's dangerous enough to drive on a bike, and then you must have good clothes and a good helmet, yeah.
Is that the kind of helmet that you... why did you choose that particular helmet, do you think?
The kind of helmet, the integral helmet, it's because it's more sure. Yeah, you say more sure.
Say it again.
It's safer than a jet helmet. So
okay, yes, it's in English
but why
it's full faced,
full
an
face.
Open faced
okay.
With this old fashioned.
Yeah, and an open faced helmet. It's good for very small bikes or to go in the countryside to like trial or so. But on a normal road bike, I think you must have a what do you say for?
Visir, it's in Norwegian. I know what it is in English, but I can't pronounce
visor.
It.
Visor,
yeah. And you have those clear and colored.
Yeah, it's clear.
It is clear.
Yeah, and that's colored.
Okay, you have a little shade there.
Oh. Yeah, but it's the best. It's very safe to have a clear visor. If you have a color visor and you don't have sunshine,
no.
you can see 70% from the normal.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not so much. Yeah.
No. But I mean, is it possible to wear sunglasses in there?
I don't know.
No.
But that's my sunglass,
yeah? Because you have that one, you don't need it. Because I haven't seen that little thing before. Because when I was, some years ago, we didn't have those things.
No, that's the first helmet. It was, last year. And only this, this builder, built this kind of visor, clear and integrated color.
Yeah. Is there globes that inside of it?
What?
I think I can see your globes. Globes.
Globes?
Globes.
That's my clothes, yes.
Yeah, okay. They're a bit short.
Short, you say?
It's a kind of... why is it so?
Oh, if you're falling down, then on the normal gloves, they destroy.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah. It's a weak point, sort of.
And now, if it's
metal,
if it's metal, then you go over the asphalt and yeah, normally no problem at all. Yeah,
it's dangerous business, of course. Yeah. It looks like you had them for a while.
I think.
I'm not saying they're old. I'm just saying they're well used.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years or
so. 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the leather is from a kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, it's the best leather for gloves.
Why come?
Because it's. Yeah. Oh, I can't say it in English. I try
it in German.
Zerreißfest. This the leather is better than cotton or so for to go over the asphalt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but you have different leathers. Yeah. Mm. Pork or
goat,
calf or
cat, yeah.
And and kangaroo. It's yeah, I can say hardest also. Yeah,
it's more strongest or.
It's very strong.
Maybe it's strong compared to the thickness.
Yeah, it's built not so high. You must have normally 1.6 millimeter.
Yes.
For the clothes.
Your trousers.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then it's a good leather, yeah.
Mm.
But on the gloves you must have smaller leather.
Yeah, because otherwise it's get clumsy and thick. Yeah.
And if you have smaller leather like cow or so, it's destroyed very very early.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's not so kangaroo. Yeah.
Kangaroo, it's for the.
Yeah. it's my first time with this. It's very expensive, this gloves, but it's very good.
The seams were solid and detailed, so you can strip them very well. I have to take a snapshot of these afterwards.
Yeah. And now I have. After three times in rain the last week, and no fat, no. I can't prepare it, but it's it's smoothly.
Yes, because leather can dry out in dry climates, so it's a kind.
Yeah, but if you do it with cow leather, it's. You must prepare it with.
You must apply some oily.
Yeah, or some oil something else. Yeah. That's the same here, but not so often, and it's for a longer time smoothly and good, and it's dry. It's dry faster than another leather.
Right. Do you happen that you buy clothes here? I can see your shirt or your sweater. You bought it here.
No, it's self-made.
No, that's not. You knitted it yourself, or?
Yeah, not myself, but my mother and another old woman. It's they do it for me. I have shown a picture.
Oh no! So they make a pattern and then knit it afterwards.
Yeah.
That's unique.
And that's it's very unique. That's the Isle of Man, and
that's the whole island.
Yeah, that's the whole island with the TT course. In red are the some towns.
May I?
And in black are very special parts from the TT course.
Okay.
Yeah. Kagulum course. Yes, that's the course.
Yeah, that's the course, and that's the below circuit in the south. on the back is the Isle of Man flag.
Oh no!
could
you just take this one so I can see it? Isle of Man. Beautiful.
Yeah, I think so too.
It is.
Yeah.
And around the arm, you have something as well.
Sorry.
Around the arm. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
that's
just the colors,
only
the
only the colors.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. Right there. But I think I'll take some pictures now, and I shut this off because if we go over there, we can't hear it anyway. So thank you very much. If there's something you want to say, something to add.
No, it's. It's okay.
It's okay. Okay.
You are. You know the museum. I've heard from a film about the story of man.
I'll show you afterwards. There you go. This looks like a point. It's the 5th of June, 1998, in the galleries, Manx Museum, and it's interview number 3. And what's your name, please?
Yes, my name is Emma Gamboni.
With a C?
With a G. Gamboni.
Okay. Yeah, that's Italian.
Yes.
Gamboni?
Yes.
And your age, please?
I'm 35.
Italy?
Yes. Yes, I live in Switzerland, but in Italy.
So you are a companion?
Yes.
Who are you following?
Well, my husband, and he's with a friend as well, and they brought two Ducatis, two classic Ducatis, and I brought a very small motorcycle just to tour around the island.
So your husband, he has several bikes.
Yes. Okay. Mainly Ducati, the Ducati and then Triumph. He likes classic bikes. Honda WF. And Ducati.
Which year of production?
These Ducatis, the Ducati he took to the island should be of the 70s, I think. Yes. Then he has one 916, which is this of the 90s. And then Triumph is 65.
Is it the only means of transport at home? Do you always ride a bike? Or do you have a car?
We have cars, of course, my husband and I. But I usually ride a bike, or sort of bike, how do you call it? A scooter, yes. A big scooter.
Mm. Are you a member of a club?
What is it?
Are you a member of a club?
No. Boris is my husband. He's a member of Ducati European club. And then after this, we're going to Misano in Bologna. They have 3 days. It's a very, very big meeting of Ducati club, and they're having races and everything.
And the clothes they're wearing. Oh. Except to see, I prefer that mic because I don't need to do this and that.
Yes,
it
yes.
It just disturbs everything. And it's a bird mic.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes up. Very good. Right. The clothes you're wearing there, they are the clothes you usually use when you're biking. Is it mine?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Except for the leather trousers, which I wear if I really go seriously on a bike. Otherwise. Or I have a complete leather suit.
You have two of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then for the rain we have barbers. The barber is black with a... It's waterproof.
Yes, it's waterproof.
It's an overall, you can put it with trousers and a jacket.
Put it over the leather.
Over, yes. Or you can put it over your jeans. It's really gets your hands dirty because it's all with this parfum on.
Yes,
you
it's impregnated.
Yes, yes, but that's the best thing for the rain, maybe, because it doesn't make you sweat. And, if you put these rain suits, these very modern rain suits you put on, then they keep you very, very hot and you don't have no transpiration, while with this you have transpiration and they are completely very good, they're completely waterproof. I think it's the best thing. If you don't mind having dirty nails.
Yeah. It's better to keep dry, I suppose. Yeah. And the trousers you're wearing to that particular jacket, what kind of color is it?
Black.
It's black, yes. And the jacket you're wearing now, it looks kind of sporty thing.
Yes, but this is new. It's has only 1 year, it's 1 year old. And it's, I like very much because it's like the design and, well, you know, Italians care a lot about design, colors and so on. And still it's very good leather, it's very thick, so it's good protection. And
it's very stylish.
Yes, it is. It looks nice and you can wear it with anything. It's not just totally motorcycle clothing that you cannot wear it with, well, it looks good even with a normal pair of trousers.
Yeah, I agree on that. I will, if you agree, I will very much like to take a picture of it,
okay.
With you in it.
Okay.
So, just a question. We try to find out how many, not how many, but if the bikers buying the gear here in Alemán. Do you prefer to buy it at home or can you to buy it?
What do you mean by gear?
The gear, it's clothing, shoes, gloves, helmets,
well,
whatever.
For example, my husband, the barbers, we bought them in England. We made them ship to us by post. And all the leather, well, his leather suit, it's a pity you can't find him because it's very nice because he has made it, had it made. There is this place in Italy where they make it on you.
On your size and on your design,
what you want. So the sort of how much do you want to have protection on your knees, on your shoulders, and so on, and the shape of it. So he just had it totally black, but with two very classic, I would say, black with two white stripes on the arms and on the legs. And in the back, he designed it. His name is Boris. So he designed a sort of bee with wings, and it's very nice, all in red. And so they cut it, and it looks really nice. And
can't you tell him to pop in if he comes back?
I will. But he must be here. I saw his motorbike in France. So if we find, and then also he had his helmet. He bought a helmet, very good helmet. And then he went to this place where they painted for him with black and white, a little bee here and a big bee on the back of his helmet. And it really looks nice.
Yes. Try to find him. Right then.
So we don't really buy, I wouldn't say we buy things in Italy, but this one I bought it on a catalog because I saw it and I liked it very much, the colors.
Do you upgrade often, do you think?
What did you say?
And do you buy, upgrade, I mean, do you change your gear?
No. If I'm happy with it, I keep it. I don't really change it.
No. Right then, I close up the, finish the interview now.
Peter Bosman.
With one S?
Yes.
A-N.
Yep. 41.
Holland.
Yes.
What kind of bike do you have?
Over here at the moment, a Pirelli Pegaso.
Could you please write it down for me? Because I'm not quite sure what it's called. What kind of bike is it?
Modern. All road. And I build it into a special, it's a supermotor.
Oh yeah.
So it's one of the motocross machines with 17-inch racing wheels.
Can you explain that a little bit?
You want to over here. You want a bike which is quick, changing direction, a lot of torque in the mid range, and a lot of grip, and good brakes. So I build it myself.
Yeah. You have several bikes. So
yeah, six at the moment.
Yeah. What kind of type is it? If you can say. Is it something general with them that you will describe them as kind of specialists? Right.
I have one specifically for racing, one specifically for off-road, and one specifically like this one for having fun.
Mm.
and I've got a sidecar with two-wheel drive and reverse gear for chasing Land Rovers off-road.
Where can you do that?
Well, you're not allowed to do it anywhere.
No.
But you can still do it.
You have a car also?
Yes, two. I've got a diesel van for the dogs, and I've got a Land Rover ambulance to go to the races, and I use it as a camper van.
Hmm. Are you a member of a club or association?
Yeah, several. And I'm the chairman, and took the initiative to form the Aprilia Riders Association.
Okay.
I'm very active in motorcycle clubs.
Let's talk about clothing. Do you wear a particular gear for which type of bike you use?
For racing, you need specific racing gear. So, as I compete in competition, I have a set of clothes for that. But I don't wear it on the island.
So what you're using now is your ordinary gear, sort of?
Yeah.
And it's a...
It's a leather combination.
Leather combination. Black, isn't it?
Yeah.
Black jacket, black trousers.
With moderate reinforcements.
Yeah, what kind of moderate reinforcements? What kind of?
It's not like hard. It's a combination between hard plastic, PVC, and foam. And double layers, but not... It's comfortable.
How come is it more comfortable?
It's not covered in protect, it's only on the places where you really need it. So I've got hard bits on the knees,
yeah.
And I've got the foam and extra layer on the hips, elbows and shoulder. But for the rest, it's as thin as possible.
Mm. What do you do if it's raining?
Put on the raincoat. It's a one-piece race suit. And nowadays you've got very high-tech boots, which are comfortable to wear, and with membrane, also watertight. They call it Gore-Tex. It's a bit too expensive to buy it as a suit, but for boots it's all right.
Yeah, no, so you can walk in them, literally. You can
but I wore them out at the island. Went through the sides and the soles over here. I used up a rear tire in 2 days, having fun out there. So my boots are I can't walk on them anymore. So I wear these ones. They are watertight as well. But that's an adaptation. Not for wearing, it's just as memorabilia.
Yeah, t-shirts, stuff.
If, yeah. That's something that's very rare. I did buy a helmet though, because there was one. I need a new helmet for racing, and there was one which suited my taste, and which was very cheap. But I wouldn't normally do it.
I think I'll end the interview now, and I'll take a couple of pictures, if you don't mind. This interview was made on 5th of June in the galleries. I think it was the 4th interview. Right, this is the 5th interview on 5th of June, 1998 in the galleries. And I have two gentlemen with me, and your name please?
My name is Michael Pütz.
Sorry?
And Michael Pütz.
Michael. Michael. With this?
Yes, that's right.
And yours?
Lechner.
Lechner.
Lechner. Klaus.
Yeah, that's your second name, so Klaus.
Yes.
Lechner. And how old are you?
I'm 34.
And where do you come from?
I come from Germany, Kassel.
Kassel?
Kassel.
K-I-S-S-E-R?
Yes. No, S-S-E-E-L. Without the C. Yes, so.
Kassel.
Kassel.
Mm. Is it, where is it? About,
It's between Frankfurt and Hanover. Very, very large.
How much time did it take to drive from there to Alman?
About 2 days. Because the ship needs about 12 hours. From Seebrügge to Hall, ne?
Hall.
Seebrügge to Hall.
I think it makes quite a lot of noise if you touch the table hard. Just to mention it.
Try to be quiet.
No, you shall talk. This is an interview. What kind of bikes do you ride?
My bike is a Honda CBR900.
What kind of bike is it in the class? Is it a touring bike?
Sport.
Sport. For you as well? What kind of bike do you ride?
Kawasaki.
Kawasaki?
ZX9.
So it's a 900 cubic?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a sport as well, yeah. Is it the only bike, do you have several bikes?
Yes. XR 600R, but it's at home.
What kind of bike is that?
Cross.
Cross bike. You as well? Because the experts will listen through this tape, who know a lot more about bikes than I do, so they will transcript it. This is a kind of support information. So, a short version.
I think he will know what XR 600 R.
600.
XR 600 R.
R. Yes. Yes. Mm. That's a cross bike.
Yes.
And you have another bike as well.
I don't know. I'm a tour.
Is it the? You mean? You're only living on transport, or do you have a car as well?
Yes.
Me too. Do you have a car as well?
I have an auto.
An auto, yeah. Are you a member of a club?
No. I know.
No, we're going to the real thing, it's the clothes. So, can you just tell me why you bought or purchased the clothes you're wearing today? Is it, this is a kind of combined leather, and is it Gore-Tex?
I sell those clothes. I have a store, and I tested it. And I think for traveling, it's combined comfort, it's dry, it's warm, and it's to traveling, it's better than leather.
Because it breathes.
Yes, it's not the first reason I buy this. The first reason is it's very light. Dry, and if it's cold, I don't fry.
You're not frozen?
Yes, frozen.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think in this country, the weather is not so warm.
No, it is it's quite chilly summers, but it also quite warm winters, so it's almost the same weather, because in an island. I think it goes have things that keep the wet out.
Keep the rain out. Keep the rain out.
Yes.
Waterproof.
Yes.
This jacket you have, is it the same kind of jacket your trousers?
Yes.
Yes. So it's a jacket and trousers. Yeah.
Yes.
It's black trousers.
Black, yes.
The jacket you have, that's this kind of, have you used for a long time, you think?
A bit of a nigger boots.
It's a good old one.
4 years.
4 years. What kind of jacket is it? Is it a specific mark? Is it
leather?
Production leather? And it's
Protection?
Extra protection of the shoulders and the elbows, yeah. Why did you choose that particular kind of jacket? Why did you choose? Yeah, the money, yeah. It's reasonable.
This jacket on end of
Don't
production,
worry,
and it was cheap.
Yes, right. Does it happen you buy clothes on Isle of Man? Do you happen to buy clothes over here?
No.
Or gear, helmets, whatever.
In my case, it was very. I sell them, and.
Oh, you sell them yourself?
Yes,
you're a tradesman.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Not so fine to buy clothes here.
No, I understand. Oh. Is there anything you can say about this helmet?
The helmet?
Yeah.
It's Tiba glasses. Tiba glass. And it's low noises.
Oh yeah, it's isolated from the noise. From the traffic, the street, yeah.
And wind. if you ride fast, the wind very loud. And this helmet is relative.
What's everything?
Yeah, it does. And I don't need to do this and that with it. This is the sixth interview on May the 5th. No, 5th of June, of course, 98. Your name, please?
Irwin.
Sorry?
Irwin.
Irwin?
Yes.
And the last name?
Steiner.
Steiner?
Steiner, right.
Steiner. And how old are you? If it's not top secret.
I think 28.
28, yeah. Almost 30. Yeah. And from?
Switzerland.
What kind of bike do you ride?
The Triumph. The model is Tiger.
What kind of bike is it?
Oh, how do you call this?
Is it a touring bike?
No, it's a touring enduro. You sit upright on a bike.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
not,
yes,
the
race,
not,
yeah,
the racing ones.
Right. So, you have several bikes?
No, just one.
Just one,
yeah.
But
I probably am going to have several
right.
bikes.
I've been surprised really how many who collect motorbikes.
Yeah? Really?
Make a lot of effort to have several bikes.
What's the how many are the most you have?
I think I met the guy today. He had six
bikes. And you always have to maintain them.
And you have to maintain them, that's right. And I think his favorite, he has built himself.
Mm.
That's right. Okay, is the bike the only mean of transportation? Oh, do you have a car or whatever?
No, only my bike.
Only bike, yeah.
Me and my bike.
You and your bike. You shouldn't buy a cat, so. Are you a member of a club?
No.
Then we talk about clothes, and this is the clothes you usually wear when you're riding.
Yes, excepting the shoes. There I have got a motocross boots, high boots with a lot of leather and plastic.
Black?
No, it's black and red and white. Some white spots.
Multicolored boots. And you wear black leather trousers?
Black trousers, yes, right.
Yeah.
Black jacket.
What is it? Is it cotton, you think?
I think it's a synthetic. It's a mixture of synthetic and cotton. It's an all-weather jacket.
Mm. Is
and
that
all
kind of
season.
Mm.
I have got a second skin inside. And it gets warm. I can remove that one. All over there are protectors placed, even one on the back.
Mm. Is that the that's the gear you normally wear?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And your helmet?
It's a Kiwi. Swiss.
Swiss helmet.
Yes.
Yeah, you could have seen it before. Is it a colored? This visor.
Yes, it's a colored.
What happens if you're riding in the night with it?
Yeah, I don't like to ride in the night with this.
No.
You know, and if you have some scratches, it is even more difficult because the light reflections, and you don't get the right picture you should get.
Are the gloves in there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gloves. And that one. I don't know how it's called. How do you call that?
A scarf. I think it is.
Yeah, scarf.
It's a kind of racing scarf.
It is. But a Yamaha.
Right. And can you describe your gloves?
My gloves? The leather gloves. It's also something mixed with leather and Kevlar. And I don't know actually where the Kevlar is, I think that's the part. And it reflects in the night.
Yeah.
Very strong reflection.
Yes, if you come in front of you. If a car comes in front of you,
yes.
You can actually see the reflections on the
well, there are there are hand protectors. He wouldn't see me.
No, because if it reflects, it must be a purpose for it, I mean.
Yeah, but you know, on the bike, there is a protectors for the...
Yes, over here.
So it also protects the reflection part. It's not well designed, probably.
Yeah, because there are bikes that don't have that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If you use such a bike, or if you remove the hand shields, then it's useful, of course.
Right. I think I'll take a picture of them afterwards.
Uh-huh.
So,
Here are
you have metal pads.
Metal pads.
Seems very good.
I actually don't know. I think if you have an accident, you slide over the ground and then they heat up, and probably you got some burns.
It's
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's the weak
that's
point.
Yeah.
And here as well.
That's leather.
that's lovely.
And something soft under it.
Do you happen to buy your clothes here on Isle of Man?
Again?
Does it happen you're buying your clothes here on Isle of Man?
Not yet. Maybe I'm going to buy some trousers.
Yeah, some. Right. I'll end up the interview now and I'll take some pictures. If you don't want to add something.
Uh-huh.
Something that struck in your mind. There we go. It's the interview on Sunday the 7th. Interview number one. And have a group from Germany with me. Your name, please?
Evelyn.
Heiner.
Michael.
Uli.
And what kind of bike do you drive?
FJ 1200 Yamaha.
No.
That's good.
It's loud.
Hey.
ZX9R.
A racer.
It's a racer. That's fine. That will do.
Yamaha VMAX.
No, I'm a socios.
You're a socios. Okay. Can you tell me why did you choose the gear you have on you now? I mean, type of jacket, that sort of thing.
This? What is? In German it's called Kutte.
Yes.
And that's, so you see, that's the clubs they are in.
Yeah.
And that's patches from other clubs. You go to party for a weekend and make a party one or two times or more in a year.
Yeah.
And that's from the other thing.
Are they embroidered on? Is they they're knitted on? Stitched on? Or you do you iron them on? It's
stitched.
Stitched, okay, yeah. So it's a kind of memories from places you've been? On clubs?
On clubs?
Yeah, visiting clubs.
Visited clubs or men.
Yeah, all right. That's brilliant. Is it the same with you? This is difficult. I should try in German. I sit up tonight and try to write some German questions. All right. Your badge is it from clubs you've been visiting?
All clubs.
All
and
All from Germany.
Club Germany.
German clubs.
Belgium.
Right.
Luxembourg.
Netherlands.
Yeah. All right, around. And here on Isle of Man as well, I suppose. Here on Isle of Man.
Yes, in Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Das ist nicht so einfach.
Driver don't...
Motorradfahrer töten nicht, Motorradfahrer werden getötet. Aha. I think I know what it means.
Bikers don't kill, bikers will be killed.
Yes, that's right.
Gar nicht schlecht.
Hey! Beautiful! Right! Well then I'll try to take some pictures.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, this is interview number two on Sunday the 7th. June. I have four guys around me. They are from Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And your names, please?
Freddy.
Jordan. Ben.
And what brought you over here?
We just came here really for the party and the women.
The women? What about you?
Yeah, we came to see them. Yeah, what to see them? What about?
Exactly.
To see them.
Yeah. Have you met any women yet?
Yes, but they're all married.
Yes, a girl from Norway.
Oh. Anybody else?
Yeah, a few. A girl with a walking stick.
I remember that one, yeah.
They make 40 feet. It's a Roman ballet.
What kind of gear did you wear that at that time?
That table was all Loomis gear. Loomis green, pink, dress and colours. Baggy trousers and trainers.
What kind of fabric?
All shiny fabrics, really. coats and jackets was all in shiny material.
Aluminum is green.
Green. Still in the green. Trousers was still kind of cotton, but still fairly luminous pink, green, black. I've drove Honda, I've drove JTMs, I've had Yamahas, and I've had Kawasaki's.
RC45.
So,
when did this take place?
Well, I've been in the Ulster Championships, the Irish Championships. That was on the Northern Ireland twice for my country. I've been over in the Supernational Championships, been in the British Championships.
What about you?
Should be fit with a bike. He's a golfer.
You're a golfer, that's quite over. When did you stop?
I've stopped now about 4.5 years ago. I've stopped recently. Because of my operation on my knees give up. I can't race no more because every time I'd race, my knees would pop out. So I've had to stop because of my knees. Knees were the biggest common injury in motocross. Very bright colours. Luminous green. Luminous green. Gorgeous fluorescent colours. Very bright colours. Along with jeans, maybe and trainers. But always very bright. The brighter the better.
Also in your leisure time, I repeat it because I recorded it and turned the question. What about now then?
Still in the bright colours.
Municipal colours.
Bit more sensible, but
some of the places
are right.
I've given up motocross completely. Just from this year onwards, me and Jordy is just really picking up the road races.
It's very relaxed.
Pick up the bike races, get a bit to the northwest. The bike northwest, we've decided to come down the Mon. Come down the Mon next year, hopefully on the bike we'll come next year somewhere.
Yeah,
hopefully next year we'll have all the ladders. All the black banners.
What do you think bikers wear as they wear? You see, there are lots of differences between them.
Yeah. Why do you think we wear?
Yeah, do you think there's a combination between the bike ride and the clothes they wear?
Black leathers that go with motorbikes. I said just because it's anonymous one, some are synonymous with the other. There's no specific reason why. You know, if you see others doing it, you do it. If you follow Japan,
one answer.
Some of them are pretty cowboy.
You get some of the bikers there with into the cowboys. The big long strings.
It really depends on how flashy you are yourself and how much you want to be noticed.
Then you've other bikers who would send the one piece leathers, which would be red. Yet again,
they're racers, not classic bikers, they're racers.
You have your racers. Which yet again would bend the bright colours as well.
But in most cases,
they're bright and tight.
And then you have like heavy metal bikers.
But do you know why they're tight fitting? Do you know why the races have got tight fitting gear?
It's for aerodynamics.
It's aerodynamics. It's wind. To keep the wind down. Every inch of material that flaps out causes you to slow down.
It's somewhat similar to what the skiers would wear in the downhill, you know, in the way that...
Yes, yeah.
But just to tell you,
and I would reckon, maybe in years to come, the bikers will have their helmets shaped.
Yeah, they will. They are doing that now.
More,
AGV have now got sort of a...
like a wind fog,
yeah. Yeah, that's it. On the helmet. Yeah. So it's sort of a little curve,
stops. I would reckon in years to come the helmets will be shaped the way the spears is now, will be kind of like, I don't know, a big point to come for more aerodynamic.
So it's all, the reason they wear the kit is to increase the speed.
Yeah.
It's all to do with speed.
Speed is the...
But why do motocrossers have baggy kit?
No. If you look now in motocrossers, the jeans that they wear now,
are they getting tight?
It's pretty tight.
Yeah. Is it sexy?
I don't know. It's just tight.
Just getting tighter.
Yeah. But then you have the big, you've wore pad and you've big shoulder pad.
Yeah, that's it.
So you have, and you've
got... Why do they have big shoulders? Is it to try to make it look more masculine? Or is it because...
More protection than anything else.
Because when they fall, they hit the shoulders.
Yeah, you know the way the helmets and all shift different.
Yeah.
I've had their knock. A big stone hit me one there. Big stone came. You know the way the mouth guard?
Yeah.
And the goggles?
Yeah.
The stone came down, right down in between, and took that out.
Yeah.
Completely. In total, I have 19 bones broke in my body between motocross. I've had that collarbone broke three times. I've had my leg broke from my knee down to my ankle in five different places. I've had the elbow broke. I've 19 bones.
On motocross, they keep having, they go up and down and they have lots of accidents, don't they?
Yeah.
They do. Because I saw a video one today, and the guy's going up and down, and the spectacular thing was, one goes over a bump.
Yeah.
The next one following has no idea what's beyond this bump, so he goes, bang, straight up another bike. It's amazing.
Outdoor.
It was just a hill. Yeah.
All right. Testing microphone. It should be fine. This is the third interview, Sunday the 7th. I have a bunch of people around me here. And where are you from?
From Liverpool.
From Liverpool?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
For the TT.
For the TT? What? How extraordinary.
We didn't come here to dress up.
Oh,
we
came
here to dress up.
It's just an excuse.
We just brought one change of clothes and this is it.
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
We just brought one change of clothes and that's all we've got to dress up in.
It's the 70s. Woo! 70s microphone.
It is. I brought the biggest question for you.
Yeah, can we bother the house, sir? Where are you from?
Sorry?
Where are you from?
I'm from Norway.
Yeah, even in a minute.
What are you doing here?
And now I'm a student, sort of.
So are we going to be on the radio?
Sorry?
Are we going to be on the radio?
Patrol.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. We'll see how it works. Okay.
Got all our 70s gear on, and we're going to have a great time.
All right.
Very important.
What about 70s? That is important, huh?
I wasn't born then, I wouldn't know.
You weren't born in
70s? No, I'm only 17.
You're only 17? Is it true?
Hey?
How old are you?
Old am I? 28.
An old guy. Okay.
He's 19.
He's 19. You're 19, isn't
he? Pardon?
You're 19 years old, I told you.
I am.
Yeah.
Why, do you fancy me or something?
Yes, I do. I fancy your glasses.
Do you? Do you want to have a go with them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's the party.
Very you.
The bloody fun. Can I have a photograph of you, Bunch?
Yes,
yeah,
I wonder if we can have one of you.
Yeah.
At the Max Museum, I have two German police officers with me. And
you've got one. I'm local.
I know I can hear it. Yes, because I'm right.
I've had to bring him down. The other German guy's in the other part of the island. So
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Okay.
I thought you had a very English accent.
Yeah. I've been mistaken for a German.
Oh, this is so bad.
It's okay.
I've got one police officer with me. Your name, please.
My name is Ewald Temmen.
Mm-hmm. And you come from where about in Germany?
From the north of Germany, a country called Niedersachsen.
Niedersachsen, yeah. I think I know where it is. What is the nearest city? I mean, largest city.
I work in the south of Niedersachsen,
mm-hmm.
a city called Nordhorn. It is in the near of the border to the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it the first time you're here?
Yes, the first time.
Yes, you haven't been here as a biker.
No.
No.
The police from the Isle of Man take a call to Germany. It was possible the German police officers
mm.
can work here by the TT. Well, a lot of the visitors are Germans, and sometimes they have problems. It was good to translate and to help.
Yeah.
So we stay here.
So you stay here. How many Germans do you reckon are here during the TT?
This time, two Germans.
No, I mean bikers, no, visitors.
I don't know it. I think last year, 20,000-30,000.
Yeah.
Was it possible?
Mm. So it's quite. What kind of impression do you have of the TT when it comes to, I mean, law and order? I mean, is it?
No, it was not the first time law and order. The first time was we make security road.
Mm.
I think it was good for the minds of the Germans that to stay German police officers when they have a problem. They can go to the police headquarters and there are German police officers who can help them.
The language and that sort of thing. Mm.
Oh, it's, excuse me, it's all my school English. I've learned it 20 years before.
We have a very good English. I'm not a native, I mean, I'm a foreigner as well, so I know how it is. I'm from Norway.
From Norway?
Yeah. Mm. So, right. How did you get the job?
I go for another police officer. He has been sick.
Uh-huh.
The interest from the German police officers was very great. 300 officers want to have this job.
200?
300.
That's quite impressive.
So lucky for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. The second officer stays at 8 times here.
Oh, the 8 times.
The 8 times.
So this has been. How do you find the cooperation with the police on the island?
Good.
Mm. He's here. And, is it English police here as well? I mean, police
no,
on the island.
No, we've never had English police or local.
Right.
And German.
And now German. It's been very good.
How many bikers that feel they have a problem here, German?
At this time the weather has been very wet.
Yes.
We have not so many accidents, but we always have to do help translate from accidents and other problems. Before we go to here, we help some German people restore the papers and they have a problem to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I translate and help her to the...
Oh yeah. They lost their passport.
No, it was stolen.
Passport. Yes, because there isn't any embassy here, so they can't get easier to know.
Well, the next embassy is in Manchester.
Mm.
But they have... they will go back Thursday, and Thursday is a holiday in Germany. The embassy is closed. On Friday, they come too late. They have a problem. They must have a new passport.
Mm. What kind of job do you have back home?
What I do at home?
Yes.
I work in the, it's called here CID.
Yeah. That means?
And work again drugs.
Drugs,
But I have learned traffic police, and I have the clothes for reserve, and I can go and do this job here.
Mm. So you think it's a good background? So
yes, the reaction from the Germans was very good. always with friends, they come to me and ask what we do here, and they find it good.
Yeah.
It begins on the ferry. First, put their hands on me and say, is it really?
Yeah.
Some guys say they do not drive so fast, they have seen me.
Yeah. There were problems with it. I mean, the roads, it's on the left, of course. I mean, the left and right direction.
Yes.
Roads, yeah. Are there many mistakes about that in turnbacks and that sort of thing? Are there many mistakes in roundabouts? Do you find it pleasant to stay here? Is it interesting?
Yes, it's very interesting. I think it was a nice island,
it is.
I don't know, back I go, not to the time on TT. I think
yes.
The other time is also interested.
Yes, it is, because now it's crowded everywhere, so there are lots of places to see.
Yes.
I mean, if you're interested in nature and that kind of thing, it's gorgeous. And there are also a few tourists in comparison with other places, so it's kind of tranquility.
Mm.
So you should do that. Right. Is there something you want to say, you want to add? All right.
No.
Then I say thank you very much for the interview, and we'll go off and take some pictures. Let me see.